Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastor Rock as he ministers the Word of God to us. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you will tell your friends and relatives to tune in. Now here is Pastor Rock.
Praise the Lord. He knows I'm a creature of habit. Glory to God. Y'all know, if Pastor Sharon was here this morning, she would ask you something. And her question would be, would you share it this morning? Would you share the service with people on your Facebook page? And we will have a test in just about 5 minutes to see if you did it. We did that one time already, and a lot of you passed the test, but some of you failed miserably. And so I have people showing me their phones. I love it. And if Pastor Sharon was here this morning, she would also read us a blessing, a biblical blessing. Amen. And so I asked her this morning to give me a biblical blessing for me to speak that she has written out. So it's called Confession of Restoration. If you're ready to receive, just hold your hands out this way. I declare the favor of God is over your life, and it brings you promotion and increase. The favor of God is restoring everything the enemy has stolen from you. That is really resonated in my spirit this morning. I got that when I was sitting here this morning, and I didn't realize it's on this sheet. The favor of God is restoring everything the enemy has stolen from you. The favor of God is restoring everything the enemy has stolen from you. I'm believing for this. I'm putting my faith on this. I got some things I've lost and I'm going to get them back. I got some things that's been gone for a good while and they're coming back. In the name of Jesus. The favor of God is restoring everything the enemy has stolen from you. I declare the Lord will restore the years the locust has eaten. I declare that you get a total restoration in every area of your life and you will recover all. I love it. I will recover all. Yes. I declare manifestation of restoration in your life. I declare that you're more than a conqueror and you receive 7 times what the enemy has stolen. I say restore in Jesus' name. Restore. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. Pastor Sharon, thank you for that powerful word today. Ask if you will to get your Bibles and go to Colossians 3 and 16. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. And Father, we just thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened. We're going to see things we've never seen. We're going to hear things we've never heard. We're going to get deeper in the glory of your Word. And your Word is going to get deeper on the inside of us. And it's going to change us from glory to glory, as that song was saying. And Father, I just thank you in the name of Jesus. We're not going to be the same. Never to be the same. In Jesus' name. Amen. So Colossians 3 and 16. Let the Word of Christ live in you richly, flooding you with all wisdom. Apply the Scriptures as you teach and instruct one another with the Psalms and with festive praises and with prophetic songs given to you spontaneously by the Spirit. So sing to God with all your hearts. Now, the Passion Translation says the Word of Christ will live in you, flooding you with all wisdom. The Amplified said, let the spoken Word of Christ have its home in you. Now, I was putting this scripture into practice the other day. Now, I've said this before, I'm not a singer. And to be honest with you, I'm not somebody that praises God enough. I mean, I'm more of a prayer. I mean, I get in the Word, I dig in the Word, and I pray, and I love to pray. And it's very easy for me to get in that vein of prayer. But you know, sometimes you need to be changed the way the Holy Spirit wants to change us, not just what's comfortable to us. And see, it's more comfortable to me sometimes just to pray situations out, and the Holy Spirit says, no, the battle plan this time is praise. And I want you to start praising more than you're typically praising. So I took this scripture and I you know, I'm going down the road in my car. I've done this before. I've done it a few times. I've not done it enough. But I put this scripture in my mouth. I put it in practice. I'm just running an errand the other day. I'm in the car by myself. Doesn't matter how you sound if you're by yourself. You understand? Don't matter how you sing if you're by yourself. So, and I yielded to the Holy Spirit, and I just started singing. Now, the lyrics that I got were just a few little words. And I mean, when I say I got them, they just started to come. Just a couple of little words. And the more I sang those couple of little words, there was a tune that I got. And I don't recognize the tune. I didn't know the tune. But I just said, you know what? I'm going to flow with that tune and those words. And I started doing that. Then I got a couple of more words. And it was just a little bitty thing. And now I didn't have like a tape recorder or anything with me. And what you'll know, if you get in this vein, if you yield yourself to this, you're going to find out that you need something to help you remember the tune. You might have the words, but you need that tune. Because pulling that tune back up, I tried to pull that tune back up this morning and that tune was gone. I was like, where he picked a fine time to leave me. Where's the tune? I don't know where the tune's at. I mean, it was flowing so good in the car. And I've got some of the words that the Lord is good to me. And then, you know, I just sang that and sang that and sang that and sang that according to that tune that I got. I was repeating it. And then it was the Lord is kind to me. He gave me another level of that. And I just, you know, went down. And then it was the Lord is good and kind to me in the same one. And it just went down. And then He's merciful to me. And I'm in my car all by myself running errands. And I'm just worshiping the Lord and I'm singing to Him. And I realize I'm doing more than worshiping the Lord. Now here's what we're missing. We're missing that one thing, we're not doing this enough. I'm talking about, now I'm not getting on to you about something that I'm not telling Pastor, you're not doing this enough. I mean, if there's a big mirror here, Pastor, you're not doing this enough. I'm telling you, in the last 4 weeks, I have immersed myself in praise. I mean, I said, you know what, Holy Spirit, you want to change me into a praiser? Change on. I'm going to flow with you. I'm not a singer. I'm not given to that, but I'm going to do it. If this is your battle plan, I'm flowing with you. You got the right battle plan. I don't. And so, any opportunity I get, I'm just doing mundane things, everyday things. I'm taking our dogs in the backyard, out of the house, you know, just to use the bathroom and stuff. And while I'm back there, I'm by myself and I'm just praising the Lord. I'm not saying I'm always singing in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, but I'm just thanking the Lord. And I praise you, Father God. I thank you for you did this. And I thank you and I remember how you did that. I saw what you did last week. And I saw what you did this week. And I'm reminding him of things that he's done. And I'm getting over into that vein more and more. Well, I'm telling you, it helps me. It helps Pastor. Sometimes my mind gets too busy. And when my mind, I don't know if you have this problem, but you know, it's not just a little bitty problem. Because if you practice this any length of time about a problem is coming up and you're focusing on that problem, you're thinking about that problem, what you're doing is you're biblically meditating, but you're meditating on the wrong thing. You're not singing in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Worship puts us God-centered and worry puts us-centered. Worry, fear, unbelief. You understand? And it focuses on our problems. We focus on our limitations. Well, we're not limited in the Lord. And the Lord's not limited how He can work things out. So I had heard something, and I told y'all before, I heard Nancy Dufresne talk about that she had a problem that had lasted like over a year and a half. And she went to the Lord and she said, Lord, I've done everything I know. She said, I have diligently done everything I know in this situation and I'm not seeing the change. And she said, I know you're not the reason that you don't miss it. You know, I hear so many people as Christians say, well, you know, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. Why ain't the Lord doing it? Let me straighten your thinking out right there. Your thinking's messed up. The problem's not on God's end. The problem's on our end. And I mean, what He was showing me is to, you want to get out of some of this stuff, one thing you got to do, you got to change up how your whole viewpoint is. You don't just attack it in prayer, which is a good thing. I'm not knocking it. Please don't misunderstand where I'm coming. We need to pray. We need intercessory prayer. But sometimes we get out of balance and we need to get praise in there. We need to start praising Him big time. You know, I remember the story. It just came to me again about how there was a lady, and she was an evangelist, and she had prayed for many people and they had been healed, and then she got something that was, she's dying with it. I mean, she's wasted away to nothing. She's fixing to die. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to her. I don't know if it was through somebody else. I can't recall that at this moment. I think it was a vision, but I won't swear. There was a set of scales. I think it was a vision, and she saw this set of scales. And she saw prayer on this set of scales was like down here. And praise was up here. And it wasn't balanced. And the Holy Spirit told her, when this gets balanced, when you balance it with the praise, that's when your miracle happens. And she immediately knew, I got to start praising like I ain't never praised before. And it ain't about praying at this moment. It's about praising. And she praised and she praised and she praised and she praised. And see, a lot of our natural mind, our natural thinking kicks in. Said, that's enough of that. It's not. It's doing things we don't know it's doing. It's going before us and making the crooked places straight. It's making the rough places smooth. It's doing things in the unseen realm we don't see it doing, but it's doing divine connections. It's doing miracles. The glory is being poured out. We don't always see the glory being poured out, but when we really come in line with what God is telling us to do, the glory, woo, that obedience, little obedience swings, little hinges swing big doors. Anyway, she came to the point that it balanced out. She got her healing. Now she's dying. She was fixing to die. Some of our situations have been killing us. Hello? Uh-huh. And you're fixing to die spiritually unless you change up the way you're doing it, the way you're looking at it. There's got to be some changes sometimes. I'm preaching to pastor. Y'all just are here. I'm glad you're here. Thank God you're here. But I'm preaching to pastor. You understand? I tell you, I have seen, I've been just, anytime I'm running an errand, I say that I'm doing my very best to get my mind immediately over out of idle realm. Because if I keep it in idle any length of time, I'll get over into worry. I'll get over into human reasoning. I'll get over how this can't work out. And see, the Lord don't want me there. And one of the ways that He gets us not to have it there is focus on praising. What is it? Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. But I got to, the Lord's going to keep me in that perfect peace, I got to focus my mind on Him and Him alone. Not what if the bad thing happens in this situation. No, it's not about that. You understand? Y'all still here? You went home. So, when I have time, alone time, I've been taking a lot of that time and just singing. I've been thanking God for everything I can think of. And as praise goes up, the glory comes down. I have seen the glory come in the situations in the church and in the situations in our personal lives in the last few weeks. The glory, y'all need to come to our house, or you need to come to this house because the glory's here. Yeah. The glory's here. I promise you, when you walked in the door this morning, the glory's on your head. When you walked in the door, the glory's here. The glory, the life-changing glory of God is on to answer your prayers, to change things in your life. See, when there's glory there, there is movement. In the Spirit, there is movement. Things that have been dead will be brought to life. Things that look like they're dead, dreams that are dead will be brought to life. Things... See, praise goes up, glory comes down. God's changing me into a praiser. The other day I needed strength. I was doing something that it was hard and I needed strength. And I immediately switched over. I had a phrase that I was saying. I was saying from the Word of God, the Lord is good and His mercy endureth forever. And I was that's one of the ways I'm telling you. That's how you practice the Word of God. Now I'm putting it into practice. I'm doing everything I know. And when we do everything that we know, God will meet us on the other side. You understand? And I'm saying that and saying that and saying that. And you'd say, well, it ain't doing no good. Well, now let's judge it after the last 4 weeks. I'd say it did real good. Real good. Got breakthroughs I ain't never seen before. Breakthroughs that saved us. Glory to God. It seems so simple. Why would God give you something so simple? Because God doesn't have a complicated answer to your problem. We have complicated it with our problem, and we have made it more and more complicated in our minds and all the things that are involved in it. God said, I got a quick solution. There it is. Had a situation one time with a relative, and we were not in a good relationship with each other. And I was really grieved about it. I hated it. And the Lord told me, He said, call him. He said, and say, tell him you love him, then hang up the phone. Our problem is we don't stop there. We do more than what the Lord told us to do, or we don't do what the Lord told us to do. He said, tell him you love him and hang up the phone. I called him. He said, what do you want? I said, I just called to tell you I love you. I'm gone. About a few minutes later, hour later, a little bit later, he called me. And everything was just like it was before it all happened. Now, God can fix things that we broke. He can fix things that we can't fix. He has the right words for it. He don't have too many words. I can try to fix something, then I can put too many words in it and mess it back up worse again. Thank you very much. That was good preaching. You almost missed it. Anyway, I don't know how I got all that. But I've been saying the Lord is good to me. The Lord is kind to me. The Lord, you know, and I'm saying the Lord is good and His mercy endureth forever. And then when I'm needing that strength in my body, I switched over. And I said, the Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life. I just started saying that. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life. And you know what? He is. And the more you say it, the more you have it. It enters your body. The glory of strength comes in your body by the saying of it. Even though it might sound stupid, even though at first it might not feel any difference whatsoever, you just keep doing it. That's the Word of God. What you meditate comes alive in you. Now, I told you years ago, you know, that there was a lot of ministries and stuff that tell you, and they're thinking is right. They're telling you the right thing about taking the Word of God and, you know, going through it a year and doing the Scriptures. But sometimes it would be better if we took one Scripture and we did it all week or more than a week and just meditated it, muttered it, said it, because that would get on the inside of us and change us better. And it would get us over into the realm of the Spirit in a deeper way. If we will listen and put into practice the meditating of the Word in Scripture. Now, all right. Okay. I got a little stopping point there. It just came to me. Okay. Today, what are you going to do with the Word of God? Well, that was a good word. That was such a good word as you're going out the door. That was a great word. Are you going to put it in your mouth when you get in your car? Amen. Are you going to put it in your mouth when you get it home? Are you going to put it in your mouth when you're running errands, when you're by yourself? Are you going to put it, you're going to let it come up? You're going to start practicing the Word of God. If you do, you're going to get huge breakthroughs. Spiritual key is if you're under extreme pressure and you'll get over into praise, the pressure will lift. And if you keep praising and keep praying, the glory will come and the battle will be won. That's a song right there, Patty. In the Spirit, that's a song. You could pray that out. Patty has that gift of Psalm 7 and spiritual songs. I mean, everybody can do it, but she flows in that gift well. And I wondered about that a long time ago. I said, how does she flow in that so well? Because you practice it at home all the time. You practice it when you're alone all the time. And that's the reason it flows so well. Thank you very much. For the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. See, God's goodness provides mercy for us, for our children, for the situations we're going through. We're letting the Word of Christ dwell in us richly as we're meditating that Word and speaking that Word. We went to a meeting one time in Augusta, Georgia. And Brother Hagin was doing the meeting. He named those meetings Holy Ghost meetings. And we're in a Holy Ghost meeting, you're expecting Brother Hagin to do all the meetings. But that's not what a Holy Ghost meeting was. He was whoever the Spirit of the Lord told him. If somebody, I mean, he would do it, but if the Lord told him somebody else, he'd just tell the ministers that were under him, get ready. Because you might be the one that's doing it tonight, and I don't know. He said, until the Lord tells me. And I remember we were there in one of those meetings, and he looked over at Brother Keith Moore. And Brother Keith Moore has pastors two different churches today. He's an amazing man of God. And he was under Brother Hagin's ministry at that time. And he said, Brother Keith, I believe you got it tonight. And Brother Keith didn't know about it, you know, anything other than that. And Brother Keith is, he was actually leading praise and worship for Brother Hagin. And he said, okay. And so he's up there and he said, I'm gonna sing for a minute. I'm gonna just kind of, he's feeling the Spirit out. He's trying to find the direction of the Spirit. And as he's doing it, he realizes the direction is to go into psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And so he just started, he just started. I can't explain it if you've never done it. But, I mean, he just started in that direction. And suddenly he had a little bitty line, then had another line, and then, you know, he's in it. And then the neat thing is the Spirit of God had him. There was, a few hundred people there. He had him, he said, you, sir, are you a singer? And the man would say, no. He said, come up here. And so a non-singer, he purposely did it. He brought that non-singer up. He said, now I want you to put a line in here. When we get to a certain spot, I want you to fill it in. And so he did. And then he'd call somebody else and they'd do it. And then your eyes started being opened to how this scripture, how to sing in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, and how everybody in the body of Christ can do it. Okay. We went to a meeting in Huntsville one time. And it was Buddy Harrison. It's Kenneth Hagin's son-in-law. And he ministered in... Okay, he would lay hands on you when you went up for hands to be laid on you. As he lays hands on you, a lot of times, almost all the time, not every time, but a lot of times, when he's prophesying over you, it turns into rhyming. I had never seen it before. We knew about it because he'd been used that way and we'd seen it on YouTube before. And suddenly, he's not trying to rhyme. But the Spirit of God is taking what He's got and turning it into rhymes. And those rhymes are locating right where this person's at, right where God's got them going. And I mean, he's just used like this. And it was beautiful to see. But he was operating in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And that's the way the Lord used him primarily. So if we want to walk in greater victory, then we got to speak and sing to ourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. See, our minds are too set on earthly things. Look at your neighbor, point at your neighbor and say, you know he's talking about you. Colossians 3 and 2 says, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. And Colossians 3 and 2 again, and set your minds and keep them set. See, that's where my problem is keeping it set. I can set it, but then it gets right back off. Sometimes I can say, Lord, I got you fighting this battle. Lord, this is how we fight our battles. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Then you make it to wherever you were going and you're coming back home and you say, Lord, God, what are we going to do about this situation? Lord, God, help me. I thought the Lord was going to fight your battle. I thought you gave it to Him in praise. I thought you released it to Him, but we picked it back up. We set our minds, but we didn't keep them set. Like a clock that gets off. But when we're saying something and meditating something, a phrase, there's not too much room for idle thoughts or worry thoughts or fear thoughts because they get choked out as we meditate the Word of God. The woman with the issue of blood in the Bible, one of the versions says she continually said, or she said over and over, if I can touch the hem of His garment, I shall be whole. She's not thinking about not receiving. She's saying over and over to herself, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. The second I touch the hem of His garment, she's just saying it over and over. I don't know how long she had to say that, but it was a while. It was a big crowd. It was a multitude of people. She muttered it. She said it over and over. She meditated it. Praise ministers to the Lord. When we're praising God, it ministers to Him and it brings a supernatural peace on us. It praise literally makes Satan flee in terror. So you want to get rid of the enemy that's bothering you? Just start praising God. Oh Lord, I praise You. Lord, I thank You. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank You, Father God. You put on Your praise. You put Your praise in Your mouth and you watch what happens. Praise is spiritual warfare. Don't have to sound a certain way. Don't have to be saying a certain thing. It is spiritual warfare when we start praising God. Just begin to bless the Lord. Tell Him how much we love Him and what He's done for us. It puts our attention on God and releases the strength of the Lord inside of us. Now here's a spot I wanted to get to. In science, you can heat a can until it gets very hot. And when the air is heated, it expands. So the air inside that can get very hot and start to expand. And if you put a cap on it and make it airtight, and as it cools, the can will crumple because the atmospheric pressure outside the can is greater than the pressure inside the can. Hang on. The pressure that's coming at us from the outside that's applied to us, it's hot. It's real hot. I don't know how in the world it's hot. And then it you know, for a second, as it starts to cool off, you know, you're going to crumple. You feel like I can't make it. I'll never make it another day. But you're not going to crumple because you start praising the Lord, and that builds spiritual pressure on the inside of you, and it releases the strength of God on the inside of you. And when the things heat up and the pressure comes, we won't crumble. Because the enemy is just trying to overwhelm our faith. He wants to get us over into heavy pressure. Praise takes that pressure off. There it is. Praise takes the pressure off. Praise takes the pressure off. If we keep our minds stayed on God, doesn't matter what those pressures are, it can keep us from crumpling and being crushed under those pressures. Paul and Silas praised God, and it brought deliverance. In 2 Chronicles, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent ambushments. Praise releases God's power and strength to still the enemy. When praise goes up, the glory comes down. When God's people begin to praise, Satan loses his power. Now, when I know, Deborah, you're coming up, and as you come up, and as you are finishing today, I want Patty to come up just for 3 minutes and lead us into a little something that you get by the Spirit. And as we're walking out, it'll be deposited in our spirit. All right. All right. Praise God. That's what I like to hear. Praise God.
That was awesome encouragement, Pastor. I'm telling you. Praise lifted up, the glory comes down. And it does. You know, when you come in praise and worship, that's why it's important to be here. You know, most churches start at 11. We start at 10:30. And it's praise for about that 30 minutes. So we set the atmosphere, that praise, like Pastor said, praise is setting that atmosphere for us to receive and be able to worship God. You know, and just receive the word that's going to be fed into us. It opens us up. So how awesome is that? Well, I'm going to go ahead. We thank you, everybody that joined us today in the sanctuary. I'm going to have a prayer out, but then I'm going to let Patty come up. So we're not going to be finished, so don't close out yet. But let's go to the Father. Father God, we thank You so much for the word. Father, we thank You that You love us so very much. And that when we praise you, it just opens up and strengthens the Holy Spirit in us and just releases your power on our situations, on the things that aren't so good and on the things that are good. And Father, we just give you all the glory because, Father, you, it's your life that is breathed in us. It is your goodness and your kindness and your forgiveness and your righteousness that is in us through Christ Jesus. And we thank you so much for that. We praise you for that. The joy of you, Father God, is our strength. Help us, Holy Spirit, to be more mindful. Keep our mind set on those things above, on heavenly things, on things of the Father, whatever is good, whatever is right, whatever is true. Your word, Father, says to think on these things. So help us, Holy Spirit, to stay mindful of the things of the Father, and then help us and strengthen us through the power of praise to just open our mouth and speak out the truths of the Father, because that's where the change is. And Father, we give you all the glory because you are deserving. You are the great I am. You are not the was or the gonna be. You are the right now, on time, perfect God. And we just love you and give you all the glory in Christ's name. Amen. And Patty? Oh, and I have one more. We will be here Sunday. And we'll be here Wednesday night, but on Christmas Day, so that families can be together. We know we have some people that are coming from out of town and that kind of thing. On Christmas Day, we will not be having service, okay? So you'll join us back on that following Wednesday. And now Patty's going to come up. So we welcome our praise worship leader, and then after she finishes, we'll be dismissed.
Okay, I got a testimony first, which makes me want to praise him. Y'all are just not going to believe this. This is what God did for me. Woo! Okay, my oldest son is in Baghdad, and I wanted to send him a box for Christmas because they can't get a lot of stuff over there. And so I filled up the box with all kinds of things that he likes and even some stuff he asked for. And so I was going to send it before Thanksgiving, and I put it in my trunks so I'd have it, but I didn't want it sitting in the car for somebody to come by and see this box, so I forgot it. So then I remembered it, and it was getting kind of late, and it was actually, I think, about the first week of December, so I went to FedEx and got them to send this over there, and they said, well, it's not going to get there till after Christmas. And my heart sank, y'all. I was so sad because he's over there on his own. And so I had the box sent and all that. And then I got to thinking about it. I thought, well, Lord, you can do all things. And then I remembered that scripture that it says, with God, all things are possible. And I said, and Lord, that's your word. And you said nothing was impossible. So I'm expecting that box to get there on time because you're good, God. And I said, and I charge you angels to seek to go in the airways, do whatever you got to do, but make sure that box gets there in time for Christmas. It wasn't even 2 weeks. I talked to him yesterday. He says, Mama, I got my box. Now, if that's not God, it is no other way. It was God, and God gets all the glory. So when the glory comes up, yeah, the praises, when the glory, oh, help me, Jesus, I done got excited. When my praises go up, His glory comes down. I'll fill the atmosphere with praise and peace is all around. So I'm giving Him the glory. I'm giving Him the glory. When my praises go up, His glory comes down. Let's clap. When my praises go up, God's glory comes down. I can fill His house with the praises, and the peace is all around. Just look up to God. He will never let you down. When your praise goes up, His glory always comes down. He's a good God. Yes, He is. He's so very, very kind. He's been good to me all the time. When my praises go up, God's glory comes down. He'll do it for you every time, every time, every time, every time. When your praise goes up, what? His glory comes down. When your praise goes up, tell me, His glory comes down every time. Every time. He'll never let you down. Say no, 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 no. He'll never let you down. Say no, no, no. When your praise goes up, God's glory comes down. He'll fill the house with peace. It will surround you. Oh, I said it wrong. It'll be all around. Oh, let's give Him praise. Give Him the praise right now. Give Him your biggest shout. Hallelujah! 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 Come on! Hallelujah! 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 You are dismissed.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.